When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where's my guy? You remember that number, right?
Yeah.
I knew you would. You look smart.
We're live.
Yo, 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 what's the deal? We right here on the CEO podcast. We back with another one. Got my co-host with me right here.
What's happening? It's your boy Pete Nice, the gorilla. We in the building, man. Let's turn it up.
Man, not only my co-host, I got the beautiful, the lovely, my dog, you know what I'm saying? Always A1, you know she gonna pull up for me. Justy the Valentine in the motherfucking building. Oh, you could do both,
do
but
both
I think no shades.
I think no shades.
No jumper, no shades.
Okay. Oh, that's no shades.
No shades. Okay, so speaking of no jumper, I did give Adam a nice little cute shout out last night.
Yeah.
On the leakers, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Adam. She gave out Adam. Don't give out Adam no shout out when you coming to my show. It's like he actually in New York right now. We coming to New York.
He is?
Yeah, no jumper in New York.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, we follow each other.
Oh, okay. You know she
Why he was looking for his
they
girl?
They definitely down.
Why he was looking for his girl, Justina?
Because I have some questions.
No, okay.
Ooh,
I think those
are
the type of questions they like over there for sure.
We follow each other and all that.
Okay. So I've been telling a lot of people, Justina, that's really my dog.
Right now, thank you. Sorry, you weren't going to say that yet.
Yep.
Let's get to that.
I knew you were going to say something else, but I wanted to say it for you.
No, let's get to that because I've been seeing you on different clips and I'm like, hold on, it's Justina like walking a little different.
That's heavy like a Chevy.
That's great.
I've definitely been walking a little different. Oh my God, are
we live? Yeah, we live.
Super
they talking to you.
448 TV says she could get pounded out.
That's great. Look, they definitely going to pop their shit on here. Hey, if y'all got something to say to Justina and y'all want us to read the comments, y'all know what to do.
Right, exactly.
Said now, that she always been this thick.
Usually you just walk up with your, you know, you could tell because you're not just trying to show your titties so much no more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, now I'm showing everything. Well, I kind of always showed everything because the thing about it is I do know my angles.
One
thing about it is I'm going to find the angle. But now I don't really need to find the angles. Like, it's just my ass is just so fat now.
This is crazy.
So what's your go-to angle?
Is
it like the side with the leg back or something?
Yeah, if you're sitting, which camera is my camera? So if you're sitting, phones off, please, thanks.
Right, so, right.
Was that Chuck? Was that Frisco Chuck?
Right.
Oh.
For sure, Chuck.
Was I supposed to be here? Oh, sorry. All right, so if you're sitting, you definitely want to hit him like with the hip hop. Where are our comments?
Hey, show the comments so we can see the comments.
Put them back.
She
right
want to see the comments on her.
I'm trying to see what the people are saying. So you want to hit him with the hip hop, right? Somebody said my mic is off. How about now?
No, they can hear you.
Can they? Okay. Then.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, hey, turn her mic on. What's going on?
Hold on. We ain't going to say shit else. Hold that thought, Justina.
Okay.
Hold on.
Me?
I definitely hold it.
We good?
Okay. So, but if someone's taking a picture, let me read the comments. Do the carpets match the drapes? Actually, it's no carpets down below, baby. It's just a clean, you know what I mean? You slide on that bitch. but yeah, so if someone's taking a picture of you, you want them to get low.
Yeah.
So if someone's taking a picture of me and I want to show my ass, I'll go like this.
Wow.
And then they need to get low.
And to get the upper angle. Yeah. Get the upper angle.
You know? So what do you mean when you put that leg back, though? Like, what do you do? We add definition or something?
I see girls always put the leg back.
Yeah, they always put the leg back.
Yeah, it's basically giving that. Oh, that's my voice twin. What up, dog? What's going on?
Shout out my nigga Sharp in the building. Shout out Sharp.
What's going on? How you been, love? Good to see you.
Say y'all got the
people
same
wish they could have voices like ours. They just got a lot of character. Raspy, deep, sexy. Daddy. Good to see you. But yeah, so someone said do 10 jumping jacks for us. That's mad funny.
Okay, so on top of that, like I was saying, everybody don't know that, you know, we really dogs behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah,
really,
for real.
Really hang around, really connected. I think you're the first person I've connected with from incredible, and I just knew, like, you know.
Yeah, you knew we were gonna be homies.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that this was.
And we talk like Offset, and I don't mean like I'm not Offset Migos, and not Offset, not no gang shit, because I've been all over LA today with I've been running around with everybody today. But we talk off the Wildin' Out set, and we'll FaceTime, and you know what I mean, send beats back and forth. It's funny because we've done some shit, we just haven't released anything yet.
Right. We got because we gonna keep doing it.
We gotta just make sure it's the right joint.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all waiting on?
No, we. This is something that just happens because it's gonna happen. We could do this shit at any time.
But we'll like be in the studio too. Remember the one night we were in Nick's studio and like you did four bars, I did four bars. Just didn't plan. We were just like going back to back, and it probably would be like a little dope something for a mixtape. But we really want to like you know create and like curate a song.
Right. I actually wanted to be one of them, you know, really, and just fuck them up when we.
Yeah, you guys look nice.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we come on.
Because it's hot outside in LA. And you guys both look fresh, jacket, jeans, the shoe, like the shoes both look like they just popped out the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You say that you went to go, you changed up.
I went to change just to be respectful because shout out to my dog, Baby Mo.
Shout out Baby Mo.
We were out there in Lutus Park.
Yeah. Shout out to
And let's just say I was wearing all of a particular color. And I felt it may be disrespectful to wear this particular color to you know, come see my dog, DW Flame. Mm-hmm. So I just switched my outfit.
You know, I fuck with the Looters. They good people to me.
Hell yeah. Nah,
I always party with them. They're my dogs.
Someone said she sounds like she sells chopped cheeses. That's hilarious.
Damn, that's crazy. But
hey, hold on. Hey, y'all better start dropping that bread up in if y'all want us to read.
Oh yeah, if y'all want us to read some significant.
Oh wait a second. No, this is good. Shout out to HNG. I dragged my balls through 100 miles of broken glass just to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie.
Oh my god. That's some stupid as fuck.
This nigga boy kinky as hell.
I want you to tell them how you be taking niggas' money backstage when we be on tour.
Oh, yeah.
What's the game called again?
Gut.
Gut.
So it's called Gut.
That's the card game you were telling me about.
Yeah, so you played with us a couple times.
No, I stay away from that because I seen Baby
You never jumped
Mo.
In?
Nah, fuck no. Niggas be in $20,000 debt.
I know, because it was
got
one.
Niggas in debt.
It was one season I was up like 30.
Yeah.
That was when we were in Brooklyn. I was up 30. But it's, you know, it's like any other gambling game. Like, you're going to go up, you're going to go down. Pause. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, no pause. But, you know, I love when you tell a guy pause because they just, they can't like, even, you, they I can't laugh, process. Smile, nothing. I get it. All right. So, basically, for those of y'all who don't know how to play, it's a bluffing game. Mm-hmm. So, it's not just, you know, the best cards win. I mean, you could win with a 2-3, which is literally the lowest and the worst hand that you could have in that game. And I'm a good, you know, I'm good at keeping my poker face on. And I do get a lot of good cards. Like, the guys hate playing with me because I guess it's lady luck. I don't know if it's just, you know, but I always get some good cards. I'm good at bluffing. And since I usually get good cards, even when I am bluffing, they all think that, like, I got, you know, some AA batteries or something. Niggas for the people who play gut, two aces is the highest hand you can have.
Niggas be leaving fucked up. They be doing it right before we about to go on stage. Yeah. So, but they hold all your money gone right before you go on stage.
Or they'll be like, you know, I'm performing tonight for free. Because they know they owe, like, 3-4 different people that night's whole bag.
It's right. Going like
people
that.
Go down bad. Yeah, I mean, you could really be down bad.
So have you ever had to perform a night for free because you lost your bread?
I've been down before in gut. I mean, yeah, maybe like one show. I never get down like that crazy. Like, some people will just get in a hole and just keep going and keep playing, think they're gonna win it back. It was one tour we did where I was losing like pretty decently, and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm good. And then motherfuckers really fight at the gut tip, and they don't care that I'm a girl.
Oh, no, it'd be real.
They will fight with me
really about to fight
like I'm a dude, because it's like, we, you know, all our money green. They don't care, like, bitch or not. Like,
it ain't got no
you hear? Yeah, so we've like.
No sex to
it. Yeah, no, we've gotten into some real bad fights over gut.
E-Man and Hitman.
E-Man and Hitman really, definitely got into a fight.
Somebody went through a table or something? Or it was like,
oh, no. Never mind.
We ain't going to talk.
No, me and Hitman have gotten into a bad fight over gut. Yeah, no, it does. Right. Or like, because, you know, sometimes the pot gets up to like, I think the highest pot I've seen is like 4,800.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a pot of 4,800, if it's just us three playing, right? I gut, DW gut, right? Well, let's say it's a fourth person. Let's say you gut and it's someone else right there. They don't gut. Us three gut. only one of us could win. That means the other two people have to put back in what was in the pot. Mm. So let's say I win. Buddy over there didn't gut. Both you gut. Now you both have to put $4,800 in the pot. So, you know, tempers flare. People forget, oh, who had to put the last pot in? Because sometimes we're playing with imaginary money, meaning like, you know,
like,
you don't have
to. Don't trip, I got it.
Yeah, like, so it's like, okay, yeah. Or you're like writing down what you owe everyone.
Right.
So
right.
Now when the next person wins the pot that you guys just put the, you know, 4,800 times two in, the next person's like, who owes me that?
Yeah.
And no one sitting there says that they owe it. That's when the fight starts breaking out, especially when it gets crazy.
Gotcha.
And we like when Nick plays because Nick don't care. He'll gut anything because he just got so much bread. But he doesn't play a lot. So let's see. I know my angles too. I know that's on. Right.
We got somebody else in the building right now too. We got my nigga DJ D-Rec.
D-Rec-ity? What's up, D?
D-Rec, Kev. What's up, Kev? Come over here, Kev. Post up.
What's up, Recky?
Turn his mic on, dog.
What's up?
Yeah. What's up, man? He did. D-Rec Random. Shout out Taste for calling D-Rec. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother right here. This is D-Rec.
What's up, Rec? What's going on?
You don't be playing good, huh?
Here, let's share the mic. Pause.
No, you got a mic right here.
Come right here.
Yeah, D-Rec, you never play gut with us.
Nah, I don't like you in the way. I like holding on to my money.
What's up? So,
can you check me and make sure the mic on?
1, 2, 1, 2.
You good?
1, 2.
All right, we good.
So one thing I wanted to say is we all a part of the incredible family, right?
Oh yeah.
And to tell y'all the truth, I'm happy where I'm at. Like, you know, I ain't never met a group of people where I just connect on a different level with everybody. Like from you to DC to D-Rec to Tay Chuck to Nick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What made you know that this is where you belong?
Oh, well, I told Chuck, it was D-Rec, it was, I wish he was in here. Where'd he go? He left the room. It was season 9, and we were doing the after party, and I was in discussions with someone else. I don't want to say who, because they're my people, too, but I was in discussions, like, with another clique, and I told Chuck, I said, what's up? Who's putting the chain on my neck, you or them? You know, like, what's good? And Chuck was like, nah, you cold, because I had just... because obviously Chuck knew I could rap. Like, he hears me in the Wild Style and everything. But I sat him down and I played him my Feminem project. When I did that, the Eminem, you know, the flip of all the Eminem songs.
Yeah.
I did a project called Feminem, female Eminem. And when I played him that project, I was getting ready to drop it. I think it was right after season 9. And he was like, nah, he's like, you really cold for real. And then, from there, it just, like, made sense. You know, we all... rock together all the time anyway. I mean, it's been some years, right, Rec, where we did like 3 seasons in a year, be on tour. It's been some years like we couldn't get away from each other if we try. So it's like, it's just already family. I was just talking about you, Chuck, you know, just giving you your flowers and this and that. What?
Oh my God.
Oh, he's still not here.
He don't want to be here so bad.
Don't worry. I actually,
he don't
I'm lying.
Be here
I was telling a story
anywhere.
Where you gave me my flowers. Yeah, like
anywhere we at.
He's actually really famous though, for real.
Oh yeah,
in LA.
Oh, Chuck.
Last night,
I'm like, I don't know,
a bunch of like his homies pulled up on me, like, yo, where Chuck at? Where Frisco at? I'm like, Chuck is really famous out here.
Chuck is my manager for y'all who ain't know. Shout out Frisco Chuck. Shout out Frisco Chuck, man.
You know what I'm saying? Actually,
yeah. Yeah, remember that.
For 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You tried to manage
this
scene for 10 years.
Yeah, we
The thing is, I just really want you to put all your energy and effort into DW. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about my brother,
shit.
DW.
That is not what you wanted. You didn't want to give me a percentage of the money you were already making.
Oh, you knew I was already getting some bags. But I just want to really tell you I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about a famous rapper, you know, out here in L.A. Let's talk about famous Crip. I mean,
talk about that all the time.
Famous Crip, famous podcaster.
Yeah.
I mean.
Famous whatever I am on Wildin' Out.
I know that's motherfucking
famous Chain Gang.
Chain Gang, yep. So, and Chuck's number one artist because he's putting all his energy into you. That's good.
And real nigga at the end of the day.
Period.
So that's what's going on. And I'm, what's up, D-Rec, cuz?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
D-Rec, you've been wilding out for the longest, cuz. You must be getting the biggest DJ check they giving outside. You know what I'm saying?
Besides, D-Rec said, I plead the fifth.
I do wildin' out, and I'm a dad. That's it.
That's dope. So I want to know if you and E-Man really beefing. A lot of people ask me, do y'all really beef for real?
You know what? No, I love E-Man. That's my little brother. Right there.
Shout out E-Man.
You
man.
Know what I'm saying? But you know. But no, he be like, pissing me off E-Man. On the show though. He be pissing me off on the show.
Right.
You know. And people be asking me, how come you don't never get the dime joke? We got the dime joke. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not something to get. Right. It's just something that's not going to get a bell. Right. You know what I mean? So,
but buzzers are really funny in those type
buzzers
of games.
Buzzers are real funny.
Yeah.
So, the number one person, though, who I hate giving a buzzer to.
Is who?
That one.
Well, yeah. That's... But
that
I'll
one, because I'm
but I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
She take it to heart for real.
No, well, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the real reason why.
Like
when he's on
bell, she only hear hers, and she'll think that I'm picking on her, right, and I'm not. Right.
Well, no, here's what it is. D-Rec, there are some people that he'll just never give buzzers to, and I'm going to keep it real. In a wild style, same I name. Never... Huh?
Who?
There's
who
plenty.
Who?
In a wild style...
Who?
In a wild
I'm
style,
with that.
99 out of 100 times... I never deserve a buzzer. And now let's see if you keep it real. I've texted you before, sent you a wild style from TV, and you've been like, oh, yeah, sorry, that shouldn't have been a buzzer. But you've done that to me multiple times.
That's happened.
But I'm going to say this to you. And you've said to me, but this just goes to show you how much love and respect I have for my craft. Because you've said to me, Justina, your bag is still the same. You know you're getting a bag. I don't give a fuck. Mm. I am a rapper. Mm. Give me a buzzer in talking. No. Give me a buzzer in talking spit. Give me a buzzer and plead the fifth. When I rap, I take it serious.
Yeah.
Hold up.
That's why Chuck wanna manage me.
One mic, hold up.
You gonna get every bell and every buzzer that you deserve. And I'm
that's not
like
true.
This. Look,
do you know
look,
there's
I
been?
You, I told you before. I said
you've
Jordan,
given me buzzers I didn't deserve.
Even Jordan has missed shots.
Mm. Okay, but do you know there are other cast members after you have given me buzzers that have came to me and been like, D-Rec hates on you. Hands of heart.
I don't care who they are.
Oh. Hands of heart. Hands of heart.
Who said that?
I'm saying I don't.
I'm gonna show you a video I sent him. Whatever, I don't want to get into it.
So what
I ain't trying to squabble with you.
Yeah, you don't want to squabble.
No, we don't argue. We don't argue.
I don't want to squabble with you. I'm not trying to squabble with you.
I'm not arguing.
No, we're not arguing.
You know, it's TV at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Right. That's cool. But still, when I don't deserve a buzzer, when I'm rapping, I don't want it.
Hey, if you
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I don't care if I'm getting a good bag, whether I get the bell or the buzzer.
It's not about the bag.
I rap for real.
It's about what I'm giving, what I'm feeling is funny at the time.
That's not true, because I've sent you my shit and you've been like, you're right, you shouldn't have got a buzzer.
So it's really just up to you.
You know what's going on.
It's really just up to you if it's funny.
A million things up there.
I know, but I'm one of those people that.
I got people in my ear. I got all kinds of
things. I'm one of those people that get so many bells that you lean on me when you want to give a buzzer because I get so many bells.
You know what? You so good at that. Look, you should be a little bit less.
Thank you, Julius.
Fragile about that.
No, I'm never going to be fragile about my work, and I don't want... When I don't deserve a buzzer, I don't want a buzzer. Next topic, moving on.
Okay, dismiss you.
Moving on.
It ain't that.
Moving on. Moving right along.
Okay. D-Rec, what's going on?
It's getting kind of hot in here, D-Rec.
Yeah, right.
I'm liberal with the buzzer and the bell all the time. I'm going to be that.
Not with me.
Hey, hold on.
Not with me.
D-Rec, don't you rap too, cuz?
I do, but you know... I've been doing that since she was a little
girl.
Give me
a buzzer and bell. Let play his new song. Let me see how I feel about it.
That's nuts.
Go ahead.
So, hey, hold on real quick. So this is all new to me because I'm not a part of the Wildin' Out cast, right?
You don't watch the show?
You should be, though. Let's test them.
No, I'll watch
Pick
the show.
Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it.
Hey, no, I watch the show. I'm not part of the
Who's
cast.
Your favorite cast member?
You.
Oh and my D-Rec. God.
I knew I liked him.
No, I knew I liked him.
How are you going to pick three different people?
Nah, but shit, I thought a lot of this shit was scripted. I thought you knew when you was going to get a buzzer and when you wasn't going to get a buzzer.
No.
So all this shit is really just top of the dome.
Look,
there.
This is what Wildin' Out is. I'm going to tell you what Wildin' Out is. You ever play an organized sport, basketball, football?
Yeah, of course.
So you know how when you in practice, right, you practicing, you practice your plays or whatever. You practicing your football with your team, and then you get on the court or you get on the field, And then what happens is whatever happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
but
right.
you know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
That's how wilding out
right,
is.
Right, right, right.
Okay. So basically, like you know the plays. You know the game.
Jordan missed a shot.
Right.
Yeah.
So who is your Mount Rushmore of wilding out
host? So how many people? Five?
We would give you five, Mount Rushmore. I think it's a, lucky it's a starting five. We're going to make it five because we do
four
five.
Four is kind of crazy, though, to just do four. Five.
Yeah, where I'm from, we do five.
Five.
yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. If I do five, I know I'm gonna have people mad at me. So I just give you three.
That's crazy. You can't. I just give you three. Do four then.
Do five. No.
Well, I'm just doing Nick, DC, and JV. Which is me. And obviously, I mean, you know.
Oh, my.
What? What?
What are you talking about?
Do y'all think?
You're doing more than that.
You talking about your favorite Wild 'N Out cast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
all right, yeah. So don't include me and don't include Nick, because you know I'm in the rush more. All right, so if I don't have to include me or Nick, then let's see. DC. Let me go through all my friends first. I don't get no. let me see who I'm going to say.
You talking about
I'm trying to see who she goes.
Fuck all that. I'm doing season 8 and up because ain't nobody thinking about season 1. So, DC Young Fly.
It's a
CON seated.
You know what I'm saying?
Then I'm gonna do Carlos Chico, E-Man, and Hitman.
Dang, none of the girls.
Well, they're both men, so I just did Hitman, E-Man.
All right, you can put E-Man and Khan together as one person.
There you go. Wow. Yeah.
So when you said DC, was he like the number one?
DC is number one for me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because.
What's the question?
D-Rex.
Mount Rushmore.
Hey, D-Rex.
Of cast members.
Who's your Mount Rushmore of Wildin' Out?
Five.
Five. Five. Not four. Not including you and Nick.
Right? So I mean,
someone said I look like a hoe. Thank you, VVS. Oh, they meant it in a bad way? Hoes look good. How the fuck you gonna get money if you look bad? I take that.
They just be saying shit.
Let's go, Rex.
I mean, I would say Cat Williams was a beast on the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Season one.
Okay.
All right.
Cat Williams, I mean, who else? So I'm trying to go back because we've done, like, I don't know how many, but I've done every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, talk your shit, D-Rack.
What's going on?
One,
okay?
You did every single one?
Every single one.
See, boss.
See.
Well, how was that a pause? I've done every single one.
I said boss.
Oh, boss. I thought he said pause.
I said boss, nigga. Come on, man.
So it's hard to remember. Like, I'm trying to recollect my memories. Avion is.
Avion Crocker.
So Avion
Crocker was a beast on the show.
So that's two.
Who else was a beast? DC. Are we counting right now?
Yeah, that's two.
That's two.
DC is a beast.
Three.
E-Man is a beast.
Four.
E-Man hard. Right, you can't knock it. E-Man I ain't going to knock
beast,
it.
Man. Come on, man. Crazy.
I ain't going to
knock
somebody's...
it. Never mind.
This is my top five.
It sounds like somebody in the back don't... Never mind. Let's go. Let's go.
And
let's
then,
go.
let me see.
That's four.
Let me see. Hold on.
Look at Chuck back here. That's four, right?
Yeah, that's four. You got niggas.
I got to say Justina.
Yeah, Justina. You knew that
coming. Thank you, D-Rack.
Look, Justina was waiting. She like, see, this nigga be hating on me with the buzzards, and I ain't on the mouth.
Well, I will say this. I was hoping that D-Rack would put one girl in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, D-Rack. I appreciate that.
I mean, I could.
What's did Kevin? Mark? But did he do what's a full Kevin? Season?
Like, I'm a real cast member.
Did he do a whole season?
Kevin's like Kevin was an honorary. Like Kevin had a lot going on, so he come in when he could come in.
Okay.
So I see what you're saying. He wasn't there like every day, every episode. Like he just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Justina, with all the. You know what?
Comments
the,
about my ass looking big nowadays.
Comments about your ass and the fame. That
have you seen my ass, D-Rack?
I have not.
That's,
okay. Over there.
That's coming on.
It's my man over there.
Everywhere we go, when we be going out, go to the clubs, go somewhere, they be on you super tough.
Yeah,
you
now even tougher.
How
you should see it now.
How does that feel?
Even tougher. No buffer. No jumper. I got a new bumper. What?
Way tougher. Way tougher. Are you feeling the love right now?
Oh, I'm feeling the love, and they trying to feel something else. I'll tell you what. Everywhere I go, they like, damn, Justina, like, what? Why they be talking about your ass? And I'm like, not no mo. Mm-hmm.
So, basically. So you're Italian?
Yes. Mostly all Italian, yeah.
Okay, Justina's okay.
Thank you, Recky. I love you, Recky.
We were talking on the phone the other day, and I swear I was talking to Sonny Corleone.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she got that Italian thing.
So I did, speaking of being Italian, I did an Italian based Christmas movie. I don't know if you ever saw it, but it premiered on VH1. It's called Forget About Christmas. D-Rec was actually going to do a quick scene in there, but you had something with your son that day or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's really funny. And I got like my Eddie Murphy on, my Tyler Perry. I play like six characters. Yeah. I play the grandfather, the grandmother, the crazy cousin, obviously myself, the network exec, the little elf. Mm. And all the homies were in it too. Like Nick was in it, DC was in it, Khan was in it.
Bobby
wasn't in it. No, because only one midget allowed per movie. I had Khan. Khan. Yeah, Khan. Fetty Wap was in it.
DW in it?
DW wasn't in it. No.
Hold on.
But I'm working on it.
Hold on. Come
back, bro. I'll take my DP, man.
But I'm working on another movie. I'm writing another movie now. So, you know.
Can I get one of your accents? One of your character accents? What's going on?
Oh, one of the character accents? Yeah. So
who you talking to?
So I'll give you no. I want to turn around. So you really think I'm a 90-year-old man? All right, so no, and then everyone can look at my ass.
She extra out.
That's what she's trying to do in the beginning.
I hope I don't have any sweat stains. Do I have any sweat stains?
You're fine. Right.
Did you get it done?
So
that's the question of the day. Yeah. Question of the day.
Does it look like it?
I thought you was never gonna do nothing. I thought you was never gonna do nothing to it.
Who said I didn't?
You like my little sister.
Maybe I've just been
like,
fucked in my butt a lot lately.
That's crazy. All right.
So no sounded like this. He'd be like, huh? What do they call you conceited for? And what do you have to be conceited about? Huh? So that was no.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Okay, and then one. So then I had that. I had the cousin. And the cousin would just be like, come here, D-Rec. I want to see how big your dick is.
Sounds so
shit.
Uninviting.
So yeah, I don't want you, like, I want you guys to really imagine the character and look at my ass while I do it. So that's why I turned around. But in the new movie, I think I could definitely, oh my gosh, I actually have a perfect idea. What? I can't tell you. But so basically, I don't want to tell you, someone's going to jack my idea and we're live, right? I'll tell you later, but I have a good way that you could die in the movie. Okay. It's one of those movies. No, everyone dies. To be in it, you have to die. Oh. Yeah, there's only one person that doesn't die in the movie.
And that's you?
No, it's actually not me. No, because that would have been too predictable.
Who dies first?
The black guy.
I don't know who dies first, but I think in my movie I will have it not be a black person that dies first, because that's how they've always been. I'm trying to switch things up.
Switch
okay.
it up.
You feel me?
If it's your movie, you know I know.
Oh, I have a great way you could die.
If it's your movie,
D-Rec,
I know I'm not dying.
I have a great way you could die in the movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
His head gonna get stuck to the turntable on the set.
I'll tell you about it later. I have a great idea.
My bad, D-Rec.
Sorry, man.
We gonna let that pass.
Still love you.
No, don't give me no buzzer.
So DW. How was it for you, right, coming from, like, you're already lit, you know what I mean, already litty in the city, this, that, and the third, and then so you go from just being, like, you know, you were a celeb out here already in L.A., and then you go from being on TV, so now it's like you get that nationwide look. What was that like? Did you start getting more hoes? Oh, no, you have a woman, right? Sorry.
Or do you? He thought they was on me. After.
Oh, it was like bees are honey.
They
going to
be way tougher.
Because, yeah, it's
like, a lot. Yeah, like you a lot.
Trying to see what's tougher.
Yeah. Because now, like, you with, like, Nick Cannon, y'all wildin' now, you're in the chain gang, you're going on tour. So it's like, I know that just had to open up a lot of more, like, commercial doors, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Everywhere I go, they know what's up. You know what I'm saying? They be staring. It don't matter who I'm with, whether I'm with, you know, whether I'm with me, whether I'm doing that.
That's hilarious. Someone said she's the only person that sells sex, but people don't acknowledge it because she's witty. I actually don't sell sex anymore. I get a lot of money now. But someone asked to see my tits, so here you go.
Oh, Justine, come on. Put them things away.
No, I mean, I want you guys to put some respect on my name. I don't even have an OnlyFans. Like, I'm out here, like, really, like, you know, trying to be, like, wholesome. Like, I don't have an OnlyFans.
And you balling.
Yeah, hello?
And you got, and you chillied up.
Hello?
Huh?
Quite, even though it's sweltering in here, my ice is keeping me at a nice temperature.
Nothing
you know?
Less than what to book you?
It depends. If it's out of state, we talking, you got to go 25 or up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If it's a local New York City, I might pop out for like 15. It's mm-hmm. right there, you know?
Like
but
50,
little something.
Little light 15.
Now,
light,
but, light 15. But that's just talking about like an hour walkthrough. If we talking about like, you know, bigger deals and stuff like that, that's a whole nother,
yeah,
that's a whole nother category. Yeah, a whole nother category.
You know what's dope about Justine is when we were on tour, we get a lot of audience interaction. And mm-hmm. Justine is quick off the top.
Yeah.
And I'll be seeing her, like, you know, them girls, especially when we do the, what's the
Hitman segment.
The Hitman thing. And these girls, I mean, we all over the country.
Yeah.
All except for, what is it, Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And dang near every state. And we get some of the most ratchet chicks in the country.
Mm-hmm. It'd be crazy up
on
there.
On the stage. And Justine would be handling them.
Yeah,
thank you,
yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah, because they be getting out of pocket. Some of them be getting out of pocket.
Some of them be getting real bold.
Some of them, but...
Touching. Remember one chick that grabbed
Pretty
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I think they don't really, like, mean no harm by it. I think they're more
excited. Yeah.
They're just so excited, and, like, they don't think, like, oh, let me not be like, oh, I love your hair. I'm like, bitch, I got tape-ins. Relax. I'm going to take one with you.
We be having a turn of security out there.
Yeah. I remember that one time you and Show out hemmed somebody up.
Oh, yeah, on stage.
Yeah.
Couple
yeah.
niggas then got dragged off the stage before
yes.
beat up off the stage.
Yeah, yeah, that was in Orlando. Yeah.
Hey, so what's the craziest thing, not on stage, but like behind the scenes that happened to you during Wildin' Out?
Oh, during Wildin' Out?
It could be fans, it could be cast members, it could be whatever.
Or you.
Well, you don't want to know who I fucked, right? Because that's not crazy.
Right. I think that's a question.
Who did you hear? Let me see what the chat thinks. Hey, chat. Did you call them chat? Oh, thank you, Nugent. Justina Townsend is fucked. Thank you, baby. Okay. Who do you guys think I fucked? Let's see what they think. They said my mic sounds like it's off. Can we turn it up?
Everybody's been saying that. What's going on, Kara?
What's up, cuz? I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't mean
right.
to. No, sorry.
You said right.
I meant cuz, like cousin, because he's white. He could be,
same
I don't know.
Thing. Right, right. Yeah,
he
could
be.
Yeah, you said right.
Either way you put you it, right. It's you said right. Thing. They said your mic is on.
Is it on?
Okay.
They said, no.
Somebody said she fucked everybody.
That's how they just go do you.
That's hilarious.
She just told you that she playing with some money, so she ain't just throwing out no pussy out here.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, the pussy's very expensive.
DC, Nick,
Conceited,
oh,
Nick,
I see one of them.
DC,
they correct
and
one
Hitman.
Of them. I seen it.
Oh, which one they correct on?
I see it. DC. Yeah, I see it.
Damn.
He okay. said
she fucked everybody. Nick Cannon, DW got thick thighs.
I read
you,
that
your
like
thighs are
times.
Nice, DW. You look like you don't skip leg day. That's nice. That's,
hey,
that's a compliment.
I mean, I've really been working on my leg. No, pause.
Someone said you fucked DW on Hood.
Yep.
Well, you never know.
Go ahead. Tell them who it
so
was.
So the craziest thing that happened on Wildin' Out, I mean, it's been...
Are you not going to answer?
Have you ever...
On who I banged?
Oh, yeah. No, there
tell
you go.
Them who tell them who you banged before I tell them.
I want to know what you think.
I know.
It's
I
only
know.
Been... But the funniest part is people think it's the whole cast. It's only been but one or two of them.
I gave you one.
All right, who you think?
I already know.
Who?
I ain't going to put it out there.
Just say it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Everybody know you fucked DW already.
Oh, DW?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but everybody know that. I thought it was something people didn't
know. I'm talking about somebody else different.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
Well, who's the other person?
DW, everybody know we fucked? That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
He the one that's been told it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Y'all wild, man.
She smashed all the top battle rappers. So that would be Conceited, Hitman... Clips.
So what? No,
I mean, they're talking about the battle rappers on the show,
in
right?
In real life, do
they
you
know think, I didn't fuck Sharone.
Do you think you will fuck?
But that's my
battle,
bro.
Some of the battle rap females up off top, like.
Oh, I thought you meant fuck them, and I was gonna say, well, I mean, they would probably fuck me. I think I'd be the female in like, you know, the relationship.
No, I mean like battle rapping. Like, if you have you ever thought about it?
You know, so like. Coming up, I would battle rap, but the way I would rap would be like, I would go to an open mic, and they would just put two people together. So we would just rap off top. And, you know, it's an open mic in New York. Shout out to EO Dub. You know, I started going there when I was a teenager. And, you know, in New York City, to go to these type of spots, you had to be nice when you got on the stage or they'll let you know if you wasn't. So that's where, like, really, just on top of being nice with my words, like, really sharpen my skills. Like, they would beat juggle. Mm-hmm. Like, they would make the beat go slow. They would make the beat go fast. You know, you would get an opponent and it'd be like, you versus you. Mm-hmm. And now we just got a battle, just looking at each other. So that's always the way.
That's some different shit.
That's, yeah, that's always the way I battled. And that's even, like, hip-hop. Around the way, people would want to battle. You know, I'd be with my boys and motherfuckers put money in the hat and I'll, like, battle some chick at the sneaker shop or whatever. So I never sat and wrote 3 rounds for somebody. Do I think I could? I mean, of course, that's what I do. I rap and, like, you know, not only like the battling shit I do on Wild and Out, like, I write songs, I've written for other people, I write for myself. So of course I could write 3 rounds about a person, but would I do it now? The answer is most likely not. Of course I've been asked. Number one, the bag is nowhere. I just told you what I get to go to a club for, like, an hour. The bag is nowhere near what I would need for that. Like, you have to spend, like, you got to spend damn near like 3 weeks to 4 weeks on that.
And really just
writing
that,
it, you know, memorizing it. And you know, I'm not going to do no shit and it's not going to be good. Right. So, you know, then it's like, it's all that time spent. I could do so much other stuff at that time. So I probably wouldn't at this point step into that arena. Probably. I'm not going to never say never. If I got a call and it was, like, insane, I mean, everybody has a number. Everybody has a number.
Right,
what's your number?
Oh, yeah. What's your battle rap number? If y'all want Justina battle rap, we going to need y'all to throw.
I don't even want to say it because motherfuckers are going to be like, you're so conceited. And I ain't talking about the midget. Like, it's going to sound so fucking conceited. People are going to be like, who does she think
she's talk shit about conceited today.
You know your worth.
He was supposed to be here.
He was going
to
pull
you,
some fast shit today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit me up yesterday. I was like, I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't. He's very unreliable.
I'm gonna take your chain and give it back when I decide.
He's very unreliable, but here's what I'll say about Khan. He's unreliable, but once you get him there, he's very good. Me and him just shot a TV show, and we...
She said
he's
very
unreliable. He is. No, he's very unreliable, but we just shot a show, and we just got the call today. Got the show sold, so it's, you know, we got to get you on next season.
Yeah, put me on next season.
I don't want to, you know, say what it's about yet. You know, people put the evil eye on it. But once you get him, like, on set or in the booth or, like, you know, whatever, right, Chuck? Like, he's good once he's there, but he's just an idiot and he's lazy.
Who's the last person to get to the tour bus?
Oh, conceited. He's got to powder his balls. He's got to iron his shirt. He's got to put on every piece of jewelry he owns. He has to put on his jersey. He's got to put on his pink Gucci socks, you know.
Yeah.
He takes longer to get ready than me.
His name really...
He's really conceited.
So, no. Conceited actually got what they was trying to false claim about me. Conceited got bad bitch energy.
That is too funny.
Very fresh, very dainty, very clean. That's what he meant by that.
All right. Listen, if y'all going to talk about thighs, talk about mine. I don't want to see another comment about DW's fucking thighs.
That's about
who got
be
better
the next
thighs? Me and DW.
Next week. And it'd be a dude saying that. Like, weird-ass nigga.
Like, look at my... Like, I'm right here. Look at my thighs.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck. Justina right here trying to show you some thighs. Cause.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck Flame, go hit me up. Like, cuz.
I don't even know.
They keep on talking about my thick thighs, cuz.
No, that's beyond funny.
I've never called him and said that.
I'm just playing.
Not gonna call him a second.
Let's see what else the comments say.
But
somebody said, "Ooh, DW, your thighs are thick, and I'm a bitch, fool."
Oh,
it's
that's
a girl.
That's a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. She can say.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What y'all think about the Drake diss though? What y'all think about that?
You know, I love to see a good battle, you know what I mean, in the mainstream. I love to see it. I feel like it doesn't happen like too often, you know, and I love all the parties like involved. Like, Drake is a GOAT, you know what I mean? Kendrick is a GOAT. Ross is a GOAT. You know, I don't pick sides. I want a feature from all of them.
best answer you can.
No, but you know, honestly, everyone about, even like Cole, I know he was like in and then out, but pause if needed. But they're all like, you know, the top guys. So it's like, it's just amazing to
see it happen.
You see it happen and you're like a kid like waiting for Christmas, like, ooh, did you wake up like, ooh, did somebody drop, you know? So I think it's great for rap. You know, I love to see it. What do you think?
I like what's going on. I didn't like that J. Cole dropped out because I think J. Cole literally can keep up with any nigga who who's rapping.
Yeah.
Period. So I feel the grown man shit, but not when it comes to just rapping. Like, there's no consequences really going to come out of J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar beef. Like,
well, that's what we were saying today. Like, it's not, it doesn't feel like, who was I just, I was talking to someone this morning and we were like, yeah, you know, it's just like for the sport, it's not like, you know, it's a body's going to drop over the beef, God willing. And then someone was like, oh, well, what about like Pac and Biggie? And I was like, but that was like, ah, this fuck yo, bitch. That's a whole different like energy behind right, like right, their, right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that just seemed like a different time and the energy was different. Yeah, so it seemed like that and the energy was different. So I don't think like what's going on now is like, it's just, it's not that.
It's two totally different type of people. Like, well, not two, but you know, everybody who's in the beef, they're totally, they're not gangsters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of them
celebrities.
They celebrities. You feel me? It ain't really no niggas that's out there in the streets that's really beefing right now in the rap scene. You know what I mean? But
even when Kendrick Lamar or when J. Cole raps about shooting somebody, it doesn't really sound like,
I don't really
nigga,
take
I'm going to kill you for real.
It's no like, disrespect, but I don't.
It's like, I'm going to graze you.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to graze you.
On this track, nigga.
Right.
That's it. So I think J. Cole shouldn't have did that. I think that was a two-step back for J. Cole. Like, from where he got to now, the respect that we have for J. Cole, he kind of just took it back by being afraid to rap. When you say, like, nigga, I'm one of the best rappers out here, and a nigga challenge you at rapping, you're supposed to take that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So who do you, what do you guys think? Because I told you, you know, I am still an artist. I want features from everyone, so I'm not, you know. But who do you guys, who's, like, side are you guys on, or who do you think is?
I feel like Drake go win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Drake got too much swag. He got too many fans, and he'll fuck around. He the type that
Drake will make a hit. His diss record, a hit record.
His diss record will be a. I was just not told my boy Don that. Right. I'm like Drake go make that shit a fucking single.
Yeah, right.
And it's gonna go big. It's gonna go number one. Fuck around with Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. But,
Kendrick Lamar, he dope as fuck, but not like that. No disrespect to none of the lyricists out there, but I don't feel like everybody, like the majority don't want to hear you come rapping all the lyrical shit. They want something that's like, oh, we dissing this nigga and we partying into it.
You're saying they don't want all the lyrical miracle?
Yeah,
it ain't no disrespect. Exactly. But it ain't no disrespect. You feel
some
me?
Some of that lyrical miracle, that lyrical miracle be over niggas' head sometimes.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Well, I don't want to get the dictionary, cuz.
Right, right.
Yo, that's beyond funny. Yeah.
I don't. Right, but I'm riding with Kendrick just because it's West Coast.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go for Kendrick, but I think Drake will win.
I'm really in favor of Drake. I'm going to be for real. You know what I'm saying? I like Drake as an artist, period. I like anybody who can't miss. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, Drake never misses. He literally never misses.
Like going against Tom Brady right now or Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of shit. Nigga, a lot of people don't like them niggas, but them niggas always
Why did you put your head down? Because Mahomes beat your team? Yeah, no, I was just trying to figure out the correlation.
Yeah. Whooped on the.
But you, your was so loud. The ad lib was so loud.
Devastated.
Yo, what?
My dog. It's too soon to talk about the 49ers.
D, what happened to the comments?
Well, hey, turn
I like fucking like with the people.
What
yeah.
What do you want to say right there, P? Tell them about the dude.
Eastside Boy 562. P, tell the story about when you whooped dude and made him shit himself.
No, don't tell that.
This shit ain't
I mean, I want to hear it off camera, but
this ain't got nothing to do with that right
Which
now.
Which one of the homies is this?
That's somebody that knows us, though. That's for sure somebody that knows us.
Let's go back.
I'm gonna
to
tell
the
you about
a
chug. You feel me? These things work though, real good.
Oh yeah. Okay, but what about Rick Ross right now? You think with him jumping in this beef? Y'all think he needed to do that or? I think it's entertaining.
What exactly made him jump into it? Because I'm not sure if I caught that part.
Somebody in the background
somebody
said,
sneezed
bitch.
Instead of bitch. Okay.
Somebody
okay,
said,
so that's
bitch.
What made him jump in? Okay. Because yeah. I've been a little, like, behind
so
on.
All over people's bitches?
All in, hold on. All this beef
that's
is over
I heard.
Bitches?
I heard it's all he over a.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow, us bitches start a lot of beefs, huh?
When Mill wanted a beef with him, Rick Ross told him don't really do it, I think, especially over a bitch. But now what's happening? I don't know. I think Rick Ross should leave it alone, leave the beef
that
alone.
That shit just made me mad, cuz.
Especially when your top 10, some of your top 10 hits came from Drake.
This shit over a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Don't, stop.
I heard something. Drake said something cold in his bars. He said something like, y'all,
Fuck, I don't even remember.
Maybe all over
but
that
the disc,
pussy.
The disc was hard though. He said y'all doing shit for niggas that we do for bitches.
So do y'all think it's true when they say pussy runs the world? Because you said pussy is the root of this beef. So like,
it's
what are
a dictation,
right?
Money
rules
it's
the world.
It's a dictation.
Yeah, pussy don't run nothing.
Pussy don't run the world.
But okay, so money could buy pussy, right? But your money, your funds, you're putting that towards the thing that you deem the most important, which is pussy.
Pussy is not the most important.
Yeah, but okay, so money, but so once you have the money, what are you putting the money towards?
My kids.
No, hold on. But we do get money for bitches too. Yeah. We get money to get bitches how we want to get them.
The only thing better in the world than pussy is money.
Somebody said Justina want DW. Am I looking at him like I want him? What made you think that? How am I looking at him?
Your tongue pointing.
How am I looking at DW? What? I didn't realize I was. Am I looking at him funny? DW, they said I want you. I mean, where do y'all want me to face? I'm facing the dictation. I mean, what? I'm just facing this direction.
Welcome to the CEO
podcast. I'm such a troll. Do you think people really think I'm serious when I talk all this slutty shit?
Nah, yeah, they know.
I think I'm wilding out.
Well, good, because I'm dead serious. Anyway. What's next?
Yeah, I think that.
Right. But okay. Enough.
She pulled out the lizard tongue.
As a motherfucker. But yeah, what's up, P? How you doing today, man?
I'm solid, cuz.
Pussy
cool
is
I'm
power.
Good. I'm feeling good, man. We out here. Oh, you know what? I just thought about something. We got off subject. You never told us what's the craziest shit that happened to you.
Oh, on Wildin' Out? I don't think I ever. I mean, it's some shit happened that I definitely won't tell y'all. But I'm trying to think.
What you mean? Don't tell her. You're not going to tell her.
Tell about the tour?
Shit be happening on tour. Like, motherfuckers be in her bedroom.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, weird strange workers of the hotel leave her notes and shit.
Hold on. You talking about that?
Tell us.
Oh,
tell
nah,
us,
that
yeah.
was,
tell
okay.
Us,
no, yeah, that was crazy. I mean, just like, obviously, you know, when you're in the hotel and we're filming, people know we're there because me, I move around discreetly. I move around like a Unabomber. I have on a hat, a hoodie, a mat. Like, if I don't want to be seen.
Get your nails done in the lobby.
Right. We all come down.
Me?
To the lobby.
When we was in the bay. You wasn't getting your nails done in the lobby?
Maybe, but I mean, but I'm there with you guys and shit.
Yeah.
Chuck, you know how I move around, Chuck. Chuck knows how I move around. If I'm not supposed to be seen, or if I'm not on the stage, or if it's a certain way I move around. So anyway, in the hotel, like once we're there and they know we're there, like whatever, like I've had a lot of shit happen in my hotel rooms. Like I don't even want to perpetuate that for the next time we stay somewhere. But now I always have someone come with me. They check in for me. I put it under them. So I just kind of like, you know, move like that. But that's not the craziest thing that's happened for me on Wildin' Out. The craziest shit that's happened for
Don't
me
hold back. I want
on Wildin' Out.
Shit.
I know. I'm trying to think what's like the juiciest thing.
And we'll be playing when it comes to ours up there. Neither. None of the females up there. We'll smash our niggas for sure.
Oh, yeah, especially when we're on tour. You and Mo, like, I always look for y'all when we walk through the crowd because, you know, I'm, like, in heels and, like, I have, like a strip of material here and, like, here and just walking through the crowd. So I'm, like, always, where's Mo and DW? I know they're going to get me there safe and bring me back safe. But the craziest shit, the craziest shit, honestly, I really can't tell you. I'm trying to think of something like
what about some Gucci
PG,
shit? Anything happened
PG-13.
We don't want no PG-13. You ain't got to censor shit on the CEO podcast. You ain't got to say no names or nothing. Just tell us what it was.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking of so much shit I can't
Chuck
really
knows
say.
Some shit. I'm just trying to. I want to know what Chuck thinking right now. Tell me what Chuck thinking.
We all know some shit. I would just say, like, for as far as like the tour goes, like, you know, this ain't really crazy, but when we would drive from like state to state, we would literally stay up all night, sometimes not sleep at all, and just like gut all night. Like, we would gut all fucking night to the point where we were like zombies.
On y'all, but what bus you was on?
The bus
be on our bus.
Yeah, y'all on a different bus.
I mean, our bus is cool too.
Get off of their bus.
Our bus is cool.
Our bus was the game bang bus.
I leave that bus and get on the grown up bus.
Hey, our bus be jumping though. Our bus where it's at though on the dead homies.
No, our bus is nice.
Yeah, no, y'all
the bus is nice.
I'm saying
yeah.
Our shit
it's just
together.
4 o'clock in the morning and loud, like it's 3 o'clock
in
the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm thinking about a whole different toy. Did we turn that to the ghetto? Okay, no, at Wildin' Out, our shit is A1, though. Okay, but Future Superstar shit was dope, too, cuz.
Yeah, but we
stayed
away from y'all.
Y'all stayed away from us.
I hold on real quick. Justina, finish the story, cuz.
All right. I'm just going
to get my story for right, shit around this motherfucker, cuz.
I'm just going to tell y'all. So I'm just going to tell y'all. I'll tell y'all a dope story and then a story that I guess is whatever. So just like something for me, you guys are probably going to be like, oh, that we were looking for something juicy. But when we were doing the Wildin' Out tour, and I remember the first time, you know, we always have performers at the end, whether it's Waka, whether it's Jada. Like, we always have somebody really, really dope at the end. So the first time I met Jada on the Wildin' Out tour, and I went up, and I love Jada. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. I love you so much. And he just said in his deep-ass, raspy voice, he's like, you cold. You need anything, you let me know. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, for me, that was...
You didn't have to change.
I didn't have to change my voice. But for me, that was just, like, a dream come true because, like, he really, like... He really one of my idols. Right. And then, like, now I have a single out with him called Mo Money. Go stream that.
That's really dope.
Thank you. And like, and it. MTV's playing all day long. You know, we got the music video. Yes, I do have one scene where you can see my asses out. So, yeah, go check that out. But another joint when we were on tour, which was so funny. So I had an after party booking. This is where a lot of crazy shit goes down. This is actually the night I thought you were talking about. So Justina killing all these bitches for real. And DW been fire for years. Motherfuckers are late sleeping out. I know that's right, Jazz. Fortunate. And you look good, bitch, even though I can only see your pictures about like this big, but you still look good. All right. So one night we had an after party booking. And I think I brought Conceita and E-Man with me because I'm good like that. I spread the love. No, but I spread the love. I try to get everybody some bread, you know? Like, if I have a booking, I bring them with me. I mean, they get their own shit, too. But anyway, so they came with me to the after party, and we had shots that night, which was a bad idea. I just know I can't drink shots. Anyway, this was one of those nights where I just, like, I mean, everybody been so drunk before that you just, like, black out. It's, like, parts, like, little spots you don't remember.
No.
Okay, good. Well,
no.
I guess just me.
No.
Anyway, so I didn't black out, but my memory got splotchy. So when we left, I don't remember at all leaving the club, getting in the Uber, or the ride back home to the hotel at all. Nothing. I don't remember what vehicle we took, who sat where. And so, anyway.
Is this in Boston?
That was the day I cracked my head open. Oh, I do have a lot of good stories. Man. Was that Boston? Anyway,
it was
so,
just a crazy night.
That was another. That might have been another night. But anyway, because
that was when the Warriors beat the
Celtics. So anyway, we go back to the hotel. We go back to the hotel and I fast forward some shit. But anyway, so then we gotta leave and I'm like throwing up. I'm like outside, like pulling my suitcase. I'm throwing up. And I think that's when we went to the hotel. And then the next morning, getting up, I woke up late, which, you know, I'm never late. I cracked my head open. I still have a scar in the back of my... Yeah. We were staying in this hotel in Boston. It was very, like... The hotel was, like, I don't know what's the word, like, industrial. Like, it was very metal. It was, like, a metal inside. And I'm never late. Like, I'm always, like, the first one on the bus or whatever type shit.
First one.
Whatever, second, third. So anyway, first the worst, second the best. So I look and my phone's going off. They're calling me. They're like, Justina, we've been waiting for you for like an hour. So I'm like, fuck, I'm throwing everything in. And like, I'm picking shit up from that's on like the shelves. And I lift my head up really quick and I crack my head open. Oh, the shit hurts so bad. I had like a migraine. When I went home, my girl was doing my hair. I had a cut that was like this big and pussy in my head and like the hair was, it was disgusting. But anyway, back to that night. So I was like to Khan and E-Man, I'm like, what the fuck? Because there was other people in the car. I was like, what did I say on the ride home? And no one was filming me, right? Mm-hmm. And Khan's like, no, you fucking bird. I didn't let anyone film you, you fucking bird. And E-Man was like, yo, it's quiet. It's fucking dead quiet. So I was like, well, what the fuck was I saying? They were like, you wouldn't shut the fuck up. So now I'm like, you know, when you start sweating, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what was I saying? And they were like, you freestyled the entire ride home and wouldn't. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Cause you know, whatever. I was like, I'm just glad I wasn't like talking. Cause what the fuck was I saying?
Right.
You know? So and then Khan filmed me crawling into my bunk. Of course I had the top bunk. And he filmed me, like, crawling into, like, my bunk. And then he was trying to blackmail me that he was going to post it. And I was like, give me that shit. That shit's funny as fuck. I put it in my vlog.
She probably the wrong person to try to embarrass. She
I thought that shit. I'm like, I don't care if you have me sucking dick, throwing up. Do I look good? If I look good, post. It'll probably help my career. Right, I'm just kidding. If anybody has anything, I didn't mean that. Revenge porn. I have to okay it first. What?
Hold on real quick. I heard something real good when you said.
Oh, what?
You like to get everybody bread. So sometimes when you do your after parties, whatever, do you mean when they give you your bread, you split it with them, or do you just get them paid?
I'll bring the homies and first of all, I'll always see if I get somebody booked with me.
Yeah.
I'll always see, yo, do you wanna I'm on tour, you want someone else to come, whatever. When it's just like, oh, we only have a certain budget, I'll see who wants to come with me, and whoever comes with me, I'll break them off.
You a real one.
I'll break them off. And they'll all tell you that. You know what I mean?
She pull up for me.
Right.
I ain't had to ask her twice. I ain't had to ask her.
He didn't have to threaten me. We even tried to threaten Khan. But still didn't work.
I heard her say she ain't never late.
Yeah, yeah. No, she pull up.
I mean, I'm not going to say I'm never late, but I definitely, when it comes to business, I try to be on time and respectful of, I mean, even today, and you know, we just came from Ludus Park. I had to change a whole fit.
Just came from the park with the thug.
You know what I mean? And I was still only like 3 minutes late.
Right.
After signing 10 pages of fucking NDAs.
Speaking of that, I mean, we was on tour and I was there when you made, I was there when you didn't even know the words yet to Mouth Go Crazy.
Nick loves you.
He for sure like picked the beats for. Oh, I want that for Justin.
Yeah,
I want this for Justin.
I know what's funny is, and he made me. So I actually wrote my second verse first. Mm-hmm. I remember
made
I came.
You redo
I spit
it,
no. So the second verse, he's like, no, I didn't redo the second verse. He's like, okay, yeah, that's good, that's fire. He's like, but I want that to be your second verse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. He was like, on the first verse, he's like, you should rap like really fast, like when you do your fashion. So I was like, cool. So I wrote a verse, because yes, I write my verses, I write my songs, very simply put. Not that anybody really cares about that anymore. Doesn't it suck? Nobody cares anymore.
They care if it's a hit, it's a hit now.
Motherfuckers really don't care. They really don't care who write it. Mm-mm. But anyway, so I wrote my first verse, came, spit it for Nick and Chuck, and he's like, okay, it's good. He's like, but I want you to go even faster. So I was like, okay, cool. So I wrote a fast part, and then I spit it for him again. He's like, even faster and longer. And I was like, Nick, pause. I always try to do it, but I know DW just look, so serious, he won't even crack a smile.
Not even trip when the niggas do it. And there's nobody that pause more than Wildin' Out members.
Yeah, we are so pausing.
Pause. Niggas is just gay.
Yeah,
why is niggas pausing so much? I'm thinking normal shit when I speak, gang.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a couple gay cast members, a couple questionables. No.
But besides that, if it ain't too much, I know, can I get a hot eight out you that's already laid or something?
Well, you've taken a hot 10 out of me before.
Okay.
Wow. I meant your dick.
Okay. Wow. I'm talking about getting stupid. Let's. She's stupid as fuck.
It was only one time. It's from that night. I can't remember. So, were you there that night?
But yeah, can I get a hot 8-10 boy?
Yeah, I'll give you a hot 8. But the only thing I'm gonna,
we doing acapella. We doing
beat. My man's
no, I want a beatbox.
Right,
you got some nice lips. You know how to beatbox.
I got a nice lip. These motherfuckers little, but they just nice.
Let's see what you got.
My own beatbox.
You
want
a beatbox?
I don't beatbox.
No? Somebody got to give me something.
D-Rack, you know you beatbox.
Just some simple shit like.
I don't beatbox.
Just some simple easy shit. It don't have to be good.
We can pull up. We can pull up something. You heard me?
Pull up a beat?
We can pull up a beat.
No. You need a beat.
Instrumental.
Something. I mean, one thing about freestyling is you need something for the vibe. Whether it's a beatbox. You know what I'm saying?
What beat you want?
Something boom bappy, something like with a cool.
Something
boom bappy.
Instrumental for us, real quick.
Something about 95, 97.
You got the headphones.
Something in that BPM range.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. While we waiting on that, look. While we waiting on that, I got something for the heat of the week right here.
Ooh.
The heat of the week. This is from my boys at Villain Attire. But they got the Los Angeles cute. Hats today. Shout out to all my LA niggas. You know, even though I'm a Long Beach nigga, but I could throw it on whenever I'm out of state. People are like, you from LA? I'm really from Long Beach, but I'm not going to explain that to you. So
that's
I'm gonna
cute.
Wear that villain attire, you know, with the five on the front. You
oh,
know
can I have it for V? Because I have really good V.
Right there. And they definitely want you to wear that.
Tell the company they owe you more money now.
Then I got the zip right here. You know they coming crazy.
It's the Two-Face hoodie, villains.
Two-Face hoodie.
Thanks, villains.
Villain attire. Villain is actually one of my day one clothing lines that been supporting me a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Villain, man.
Yeah, shout out to Villain attire.
Shout to Villain.
What city they from?
They from Long Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
And they really come in with that shit every time. They're saying, I ain't putting no clothing lines on here who not like that. You know what I'm saying? So beat it.
That V go purple for you, huh? Look at that. Look. Hey, y'all better screen. Hey, Villains, y'all better screenshot that shit, cuz.
I'm on my Vanna White shit.
Yeah, I'll take LA.
What's up? We're black or blue?
Give him the black one.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
I'll
for the
black one. Yeah, we're going to do you right.
All right,
we're
going to
be
the show.
Oh,
walking
yeah.
Walking around with the blue LA hats going to be
y'all see that? Definitely kind of question.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and I did Leakers last night, so my Leakers is about to come out soon.
Okay, yes. we got the female Eminem.
And I shouted out Adam22. Should I tell y'all what I said? No, I should check wait till it come out, right?
We're going to be able to clip that.
It was just like a cute, like a little, I'm shouting him out and like, saying I want to fuck his bitch. What? I'm just like.
I think he's okay.
Just showing love. Yeah.
I think he's okay with that.
The
crowd, I seen them asking the thing. They said, is she bisexual? Are you bisexual? Like, in real life.
Trisexual. I'll try anything once.
There you have it.
Everyone really thinks I'm gay. Everyone just thinks I'm straight gay. Everybody.
Okay.
It's like, don't I talk about dick enough? I got to start talking about dick more.
I don't think they think you're gay.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think they think you're gay.
Gay.
How you said it?
Gay.
Gay.
I don't think.
How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Oh my God.
So who's gonna give me the beatbox?
What's up, kid? Y'all about to get it ready?
Oh.
Oh okay.
Nobody here knows how to beatbox. Kick a beatbox.
Okay, I got one right here.
Let's hear it.
Let me see.
Oh, that's just gonna be dead trash.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah. Yeah,
so, oh no. I'm not gonna lie. At first, it sounded good, but then you couldn't. I could see you can't keep the tempo.
I used to do this though a long time ago. Yeah. That's how I made it.
Emphasis on the long time ago.
Hey, shot two of his homies, nigga.
Yeah, that's the one right
and
there.
And I put that on my brother, sister, and son. My mama said they think you weak. You the man, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that type of shit. I made that in jail beat, none of them things. I
type
ain't like
shit.
That no more though.
You don't do your own beat, sir.
Nah, she bet not.
Yeah, y'all asking a lot of me.
Hey, if she like, busts out like that,
you want me to freestyle?
I ain't never seen no female rapper do their own beat.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah, but they just going to be looking at me smacking my titty.
She trying to get breast.
It's a lot more bass.
Hey, it's a lot going on right
there.
It's a lot of treble. And then between the chains. Yeah. Yes, my titties are real. You know everyone think my titties are fake?
I think
what would make y'all think I would get titties before I would get an ass? Like, what? I mean, and they've gotten.
Tay thought they was making
me personally.
I'm a titty dude.
No, and Tay was like, I never said that. And the crazy thing is, like,
Tay looking like, what the fuck I got to do with this?
Yeah.
The thing about titties.
Titty
oh, you are?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah. The thing about titties, too, is like, all my females at home know, like, as soon as you gain weight, your titties get bigger.
Yeah.
So, like, I just put out this video called Do or Die, and it has a lot of throwback clips of me, and I'm fucking skinny as fuck. I'm like 115 pounds. I'm like a whopping like 150, 155 right now. 40 pounds. I mean, of course the titties are heavy.
Right.
They're
right,
fucking
right,
heavy.
Right.
To all the women out there who watching, I love titties.
Your back hurt?
You love titties?
No.
I love
they're
titties.
Not that
I love
big.
Ass.
And even they're uneven. Do you guys want to see? The right is bigger than the left. Okay.
The right is bigger than the left?
Yeah, my right titty's bigger than the left. The
so they
fucking
like,
areola,
they
the
like
whole
Biggie
titty.
Smalls.
I actually, and so there's a trick.
Biggie Smalls.
I take my
Biggie
left
Smalls.
Titty and I pull
Biggie
it out
Small, titty
more.
Smalls.
So it matches. You take, it's like, I don't know, like, let's say if you guys wore,
got it.
Well,
got
welcome
it,
to the, welcome to the it's CEO okay. podcast where you ain't got to worry about gang politics, where you can worry about titties. Ass and titties.
Suck a dick, suck a dick, White Roy.
That's what we care about up here, is ass and titties.
Somebody,
what other co-hosts? You
somebody said Justina.
Are you, Zen?
Oh, you wanted to see her.
I knew you was looking at something last time you was up here, Tay.
I
knew you was on something. You was
somebody
too serious last time.
Talk more about DW's thighs.
Nah, cuz. Get up on. Who's that? That must be.
I think
we're
going to
leave that there. We're going to leave that there. Look.
That's all right. DW is okay, nigga. It's all good. The world think you thick.
I swear.
Look, I kind of want to be straight.
Somebody said I got that mac and cheese.
The chain gang face out of me. Justina be hot as fuck. Justina come with a joke, I'll be like, she be like, come backstage. What the fuck, you not going to laugh at my joke?
And I was like, okay, you not going to watch at my joke? No, I don't care about that game. But I'll be like, to this, the DW, I'll be like, all right, you're not going to laugh at anything? Word. And then I'll go out there and then I'll say some gay shit to you and then you have to smile. I'll be like, okay. I say, keep a straight face if you're gay.
Beat it! Yeah, that's the way she gets a smile out of there. Hey, what's up? What's up, gang? What's up?
DW.
I'm not getting it in order. Hold on, let me get my...
We probably gonna have to do a.
I just wanted her to speak a quick something. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Josh,
okay.
You look like you know how to beatbox.
That's not Josh.
Oh, well, that's why. If his name is Josh, you would have known.
His name is Josh today. You want to call him Josh?
But who the fuck we calling Josh?
That Mikey.
But who
he
just
was,
said
he
Josh?
Was calling somebody Mikey. Named Josh.
Call him Mikey. Call him Mikey. Yeah, put on one of my beats. Put on a DW type beat. It's good beats right there. No cap.
Wait, macaroni in a pack.
Hold on, what type of vibe you need? You need Jadakiss type of vibe? You need like what?
Just anything with a cool BPM.
All right.
You got more money instrumental? Not on me. I got Yeah, I got your beats.
Oh yeah, what are we talking about?
Oh,
play
know.
One of your own yeah, joints.
Fuck is we talking about? But do you got? Yeah. Fuck is we talking about?
Let me see.
Some five.
Hey,
right she needs some like 97, 97
BPM. What do I have,
BPM,
on your beats under?
95.
They did remember some of that. They did remember.
Yo, that's hilarious. Somebody said she wants her box beat.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good, baseball player. You knocked that out the park. Hey, Bruce. All right, let's see.
Got my nigga Dave in here. He actually.
You sending me some beats?
The members, yeah. The members be when
I'm
me and Kai,
on.
Yeah, most deaf.
Oh, the room's not gonna be able to hear the beat.
Oh, no,
I hate that.
The room can't hear, but everybody gonna
be able
to
hear. In the headphones, we can hear.
We can hear, but in the crowd's gonna hear.
What my headphones
is? I need my bell and my buzzer real quick.
Get the bell, get the buzzer.
Hey, Mikey, what my headphones at?
Someone said Justina need to bust them titties out. They're already busting out.
Ain't got nothing for you. Yeah.
Nope. That's how you do P90s.
Kev, where to be at, Kev?
How many cartons of cigarettes does she smoke? So, Larry, I actually don't even smoke cigarettes.
That's probably better for you than me.
Hey, don't worry about Kev. You can have that, Kev.
Bro, we is not little no more.
Hey. Don't worry about Flyer. He ain't tripping.
Kev said I ain't tripping. What are you talking about, bro?
That's hilarious.
I'm about to beat this nigga ass, cuz.
You spill something?
You can't see it on camera.
Oh, damn.
This nigga.
Yeah, he got you. He got you.
Nigga, they seen that shit. Watch the chat, cuz. Watch. Watch, cuz.
He got you.
You a cold piece of shit, cuz.
Those are vanilla. Those not even.
Yo, the chat is lit. Shout out to the chat, not for nothing.
Those,
like
those not even. That's
your shout out to the chat, guys.
You see what this nigga did?
Damn,
dirty,
bro. I'm trying to. Yeah.
Someone said you know she smells like Newports.
Let me see.
What was it sitting on the thing?
Don't need to drink no more, cuz. Damn, I'm just big right here, cuz. I barely got to drink. My bad, bro. Cause you still you.
Nah, fuck that.
You still you?
Oh. Oh yeah, we get. Hey, cuz.
It's
real DP about to go home, cuz.
Damn, cuz. Love you, bro.
What happened? You spilled something out on post?
This nigga spilled the...
You can't even see that.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Don't get to doing that.
Oh, no, because I just seen the little splash on the couch pause. I didn't look at your thigh. Dang, I've only been looking at DW's thighs.
I thought he was staring at you, and that's why he pinned
him. Nah, Nick, what you trying to say? Nigga got wet?
That shit is slow as fuck.
Type of nigga.
Yeah, something a little bit faster than that.
Type of nigga.
Let's see what's going on. My bad, bro.
It's all good, because don't even trip, because I'm going to check the chin.
Don't do that.
Damn, somebody said none of them could dress. What the fuck is wrong with the way we dress?
I just got a little pee in the fresh gallus. You got a little pee in the gallus.
Nigga, I got a little pee.
I bust it down for the chat. Bust it down for the chat. Yes, Raymond, I will marry you. I'm engaged. Raymond just asked me if I'll marry him.
I spilled the drink last time.
Yeah, this nigga always, you did. This nigga always spilling the drink.
Hey, in the replay last time was great. Bro, you got to sit over here.
Yeah, I'm getting away from you, girl.
Oh, thank you, Sosa. I might even grab some words from the chat while I'm freestyle. Y'all know you could throw out like some words too.
Yeah, okay.
And shit. Don't be messy with it. Make sure you talk on beat.
Damn, my bad, bro.
Huh? What do you say, Chuck? I'm not doing no written shit. I'm up on no jumper.
Oh, talk
I'm not
shit.
Like these other rappers.
She said she got
a
jumper.
I will spit live for the people, because I'm the only one who can come up here and do that shit. Right. What?
Yeah, we ain't nobody did that neither.
About P. Nice, then. Let me hear something.
Yeah, I will.
Ain't nobody.
Yeah.
You finna be a, you finna
yeah,
set
I will rap about P. Nice.
Yeah.
Sound like aliens made this beat. That's all we got, huh? Okay. Yeah, I spit these bars and you know that I'm witty. When I say P Nice, I ain't talking about Diddy. He spilled on your pants. They want to run me.
Yeah.
DW, I know you really clumsy.
Yeah.
And you know I hit a spit rhyme. Matter of fact, they saying you got some thick thighs.
Duh.
I'ma come on the show and give my hot take.
Yeah.
DW said, give a high A.
Yeah.
I could do that, not a fighter, I'm a lover.
Yeah.
And D-Rec, please don't give me no buzzers.
Yeah.
I don't deserve them. These boys, I always curve them. You see me on the station and you see I'm really curving.
Yeah.
Ass growing, got a cold bumper. Where Adam at? I do it on no jumper. I got that demeanor. You fucking with Justina. I'm trying to, so where's Lena?
Let's talk about villains.
Yeah, you know how I'm spilling. I got a nice V, so I always wear the villain.
Yeah.
You know I'm a crook. I don't do it from the book. I'ma call up DW and we could run the juke. I mean, wait, hold on. You know I'm about to spark. I came to no jumper straight from Lutus Park.
Hold
that
on.
Mean I've been banging with the sets all day. And my pussy real nice. It stay wet all day. Chat, what's poppin'? I get it jumping.
Yeah.
No jumper. You see that I'm really thumping. I'm from Jersey, I'm gassed up, not pumping.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, talk shit and you get lumped in. I know they looking at my thighs and I'm really sick.
Yeah.
But I see DW looking hella thick. And you know I really love that. I'm on no jumper, so you know I'm gonna run that. And when I spit it, I could break apart of Adam. I'm on OnlyFans. Yes, I'm watching Adam.
Yeah.
His wife is getting boned out and she look really good.
Yeah.
I was fucking with the Bloods and now I'm in your hood.
Yeah.
No jumper, it's all love, I get it though.
Yeah.
And like my pussy, you know that I got the wettest flow. Cause when I do it, yeah, I do it one time. D-Rec, P Nice, DW, and J Valentine.
Yeah, that way. Shout out Justin.
That way.
She said she could do this shit anytime.
Well, here's the thing.
Anywhere.
And I'm gonna tell you why I do that. Cause I'm not going to say the only person that'll come in freestyle, but I really don't see no other chicks do it.
Mm.
And if y'all haven't seen it, you could watch me on Sway, Five Fingers of Death. I'm the first and only female to spit like that for a full 6 minutes, completely off the top, nothing written. And if y'all would have kept giving me topics, I would have went all day.
Yeah, she wasn't saying my thighs was thick. She was talking about
your thighs. I just want to grab one.
Turkey
I want to see if I can put my hands around it.
Yeah. This that, hey, I've been Eastside kicking niggas since I was younger, yeah.
Oh my God.
You hear me?
I can't even, hey, check. Hey,
I've been, thighs, same
hey, check. Hey, I've been, I can't even.
I've been Eastside kicking niggas since I was younger.
Wait.
They know me. They got my face on the side of Franklin Middle School. Nope,
they said your thighs is thick.
I can't even put my hands around his knee.
I know P really mad that he just peed on himself.
So I own him.
You can't let that bother you.
Chat, look at this. I'm at the skinniest part of his thigh, and that's as far as I can get my fingers.
That's as far as you should go.
That's crazy. I'm just kidding, chat. I'm just kidding. No, that's crazy. You really have nice thighs. What do you do to get them like
squats?
That?
Squats.
I know. I be kickboxing
squabbling,
in the morning.
Squabbling, squatting?
Y'all playing, but squats. I be kickboxing in the morning on the dead homies. Any nigga that come and play, gonna see on the dead homies. On my daughter, you gonna go viral.
Man, this nigga somebody wants to know. Serious. This nigga do squats, cuz.
This is a question for the guys. They said raw or condom?
Raw.
Hey. 2024.
Pee nice. That's why your pee fucking burn. What are you talking about, raw? Yeah.
Bro, I didn't say with everybody. I just said raw. Yeah, nigga.
Raw.
I heard you
raw.
Say with everybody before. Now you're acting different.
I've never ever right said that.
You are life. Acting
that's
really
weird.
Different.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
Pee,
bro.
You have nice teeth. What do you do for those things? You brush them good? You
just
floss
them? That's it. I was born like this. You know?
Yeah, no, they're nice. I can tell they're not veneers. Mm.
Appreciate you. Thank
they're
you.
They're nice.
They're yeah. so benign.
What them teeth do? you nibble you do you nibble on the wow. pussy lip
a little bit whatever they like
you know what's nice about it it's no jagged edge and I ain't talking about the group I mean it's like no jagged edges
like
on your teeth if you nibble a lip it's like you're not gonna cut them like yeah. they're nice and
it's
flat on the bottom
good. It's
yeah
feel good
hey but yeah no that's dope I haven't seen too many females I don't know any females you
not that
say,
not to come off the top
the
like that
whether they dope or not they won't rap on the
not,
spot
not
like
a,
that.
Not so we call a freestyle like people be like oh like I went to Leakers last night I spit a freestyle
right
motherfuckers know it just means a verse that's not in a song when I say like oh freestyle I always clarify it off the top just right, so right, people know something right. completely unwritten that's why I always tell people give me topics, give me words. I'll talk about exactly what's going on right here because that's the type of shit you can't duplicate, you can't replicate. So
right.
I never seen, you know, no female. And shout out to all the females doing their thing because I'm a big supporter of the girls. But I just like to, you know what I'm saying, say what makes me different and makes me stand out.
Right.
I do this for real. And yeah. I'll come up here, sway, wherever, and come kick it completely unwritten.
So you're
you know?
Really, really the female Eminem type.
I mean, that's why I did the Feminem joint. And not just because we're both white, but it's like both like with the battle rap shit, you know what I mean? And then with the freestyle ability, because, you know, M's obviously nice off top. I think I'm the nicest female when it comes to just off top, you know what I mean? So, yeah, when I did the project, a lot of the fans, you know, like that. And then I kind of spun the block recently and I dropped a joint called Lady Shady, where I'm definitely giving... the Eminem vibes and, you know. Now, did Adam said no air conditioner for us? Just curious. Because you're no. you are sweating like a whore in church. I'm just trying to.
I think
was Adam
bad,
like no
with,
air conditioning for Wild
me,
Out? I just want to know.
With me, it's the late. I mean, it's with me.
You had it, girl.
I,
bro, why
the
you
thing
mad,
is,
bro?
You spilled all this shit on me, cuz.
Bro, you still look the same.
No, I don't. Don't feel the same.
That's
nigga.
How you used to look when we were little.
I don't
when you used to pee on yourself.
Nigga, never. Nigga, that was you.
Hey, that's hilarious. The only older brother that used to pee on
this
himself.
Nigga, hey, this nigga used to piss on himself, and every time he eat his food, he used to just hold it in his mouth.
That's hilarious.
Why you used to do that?
He was storing it like a chipmunk.
Old school. McDonald's had the 29-cent and 39-cent cheeseburgers and shit. This nigga used to chew the food. An hour later, the nigga still got the food in his mouth. It was weird, bro.
Why? How would I have the food
you was,
in my mouth?
That's what we trying to figure out.
All right,
out.
So look. So look, P Nice.
What's happening?
If for the question's really for everybody. If for the rest of your life you were getting shipped to an island, you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and this is all you could eat, what you going with?
Damn.
One thing for the rest of your life. Yeah, it's just all you could eat, period. One item.
For the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Mm. Can it, hold on, what? So just one item. Could it be a plate of food? Just like the same
it could be
plate?
A plate, but don't get crazy. Like it could be chicken and rice.
Cabbage,
or it could be
sausage on top of, pause. Cabbage, cooked sausage.
Pause.
Yeah, DW.
So big sausage, okay.
Nah, chill.
Succulent sausage, man, go
you,
on.
Cuz, I'm done.
All right, so he's having succulent on sausage top, for no, the rest of his life. What about you?
I didn't say all that. Hold on.
I'm just say chicken and rice.
Right. Right.
Pause. No, I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
So succulent sausage, chicken and rice.
Stop saying that.
Chicken and rice.
Yep.
I just take whatever in the sea for real. What's in the sea that I can eat, I'm going to eat what's in the sea.
But you can't do that. That's not.
Why not? If I'm
Are you
on
saying
island,
sea because
eat what's in the
no.
sea?
No. You can't do all that. Like, how you know we got a fishing rod? You going to go out there and catch it with your hands?
Go out there.
It's say like he liked them sausages.
Uh-oh.
We ain't gonna do that.
Right.
We ain't gonna start that for you.
So y'all just not gonna ask me what I'm gobbling on for the rest of my life, and it's not dick.
What you gonna eat?
Pizza. Simple. Pizza? Yeah, pizza, yeah. Pizza's great.
Pizza no more.
Pizza's good. Yeah, cheese.
We ate too much pizza times three.
I mean, I'll get a little pepperoni on it if I could. You know what I mean? But it's
pizza was when we was in New York. The last time we was there.
It's good, right?
Yeah, what's
hey,
up?
Let's read the chats, y'all, real quick. Let's read the chats.
I'm fucking with your movement.
Okay, yeah. Read that. You gonna read it, Justine?
Tell her to twerk. That's what we want to see, for real, Loke.
Who said that? Hyper Buds, CFL.
Oh, and he gave us $4.99?
Tell her to twerk. That's what we want to see, for real.
Read the top one.
He only gave you $4.99, though. Tell him you got to up the price if you want to see a cheek jiggle.
Yeah, you want to see her shake some ass, you got to spend some.
You got to up the price.
New Jack Fucci say, DWP Nice, I'm fucking with y'all movement. Real crib shit. Hub, dub, in the tub, cuz. D-Rec, you got a big ass hip. Justina, you my favorite white girl.
They just saying that.
I fuck with you, New Jack.
Say that, though.
It just came out of nowhere.
New Jack, let him give my ass two smacks.
Damn, they said Zesty Flacco Thighs.
You got Alpha Johnson.
Beat it.
Zesty.
I think your thighs are nice.
Alfred Johnson say... DW and P Nice, Lil Aiden said, "What's up?" Remember, we pulled up on Fifth. Y'all made him feel like he was already a Cinco boy.
Aww. Oh yeah.
Oh, what's up, Lil Aiden? Shout out, Lil Aiden. Shout out to Lil Aiden, boy. Man.
That's my boy,
Lil Aiden. What's happening, man?
Yeah, cuz, don't worry, cuz I got your bitch in between these thighs, head. I'm gonna say head in between these thighs, dead homie.
Who you talking about?
Everyone who keep telling me thick.
It sounded like you was talking about Lil Aiden, bro.
I have a good idea.
Lil Aiden, that wasn't for you, okay?
That was for you, Lil Aiden.
That was for
I have a way we
JJ
could turn this
whoever.
Around.
What we do?
So I have a way we could turn this whole thick thigh thing around and monetize it, right?
Talk to me.
Here's how we're going to monetize it.
Put them in, never mind.
Fashion Nova men, we're going to put you in all the Fashion Nova jeans. We're going to put you in Fashion Nova jeans, get you a bag, and let the world see your thick thighs on the gram.
Give me a bag, I'm not saying it.
Yeah, there
we're
it is.
Back. As long as I'm taking normal men pictures, we're great.
What about the spandex?
Shout out Fast Enough. Huh? The shit you always
wear? The spandex.
Nah, bro.
What is a normal man picture, so I know?
A normal man picture?
Just like...
Nah. By this summer, I'm gonna be the most lean, cut, fit artist out on the West
Do not Coast. Lose your thick thighs, because then Chuck's going to stop managing you. It makes you less marketable.
I don't give a fuck. If your thighs go down. Chuck stop managing me. That's weird. Chuck can beat it.
Don't tell me.
Chuck manages me for my talent.
His thighs has nothing to do with it?
She played. Wow. She played too much.
Look at that.
Chuck, you
fucking like
flame. Because his music and his thighs? That's crazy.
Hey, shout out. Hey,
don't care. I don't give a fuck if this nigga get mad. This is my brother. I don't give a fuck. This nigga spilled drink on me.
This is CEO podcast where, I don't know, the No Jumper starting to change P Nice, y'all, and the shit that he talk about. He did not came in like this. He came tough as hell. I don't know who he is. He trying to show his character.
Oh, my gosh. I can't see shit with his glasses. Okay.
But, shout out to all the people who are tuning in to the No Jumper podcast, the CEO podcast.
Oh, they got thighs in the chat. That's crazy. I ain't
That's
never
so
seen
crazy.
That.
I didn't even know
they had that emoji.
That's crazy. Who got the broke leg on there?
They got thighs in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said Chuck. I'm not going to read that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, now nah, look. Shout out to the No Jumper.
They said Chuck got a crush on Flame.
Oh. Shout out to the No Jumper podcast. We appreciate everybody who tuned in today. We're going to keep going crazy. We brought Justina in this motherfucker. She came to turn up. You see how she came. Ain't nobody else speaking no freestyles like that on top.
P period. Go check out my Just Did Funk Flex. Just check out my leakers that should be dropping any day. Shout out to Adam. Shout out to Lena. Shout out to my girl Laura. Do you know Laura?
What?
She worked with Adam? Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Laura.
That's my fucking dog. What's up, Laura?
I
love
you,
baby.
You know Laura.
Yeah, that's my girl. Is she here?
Nah, Laura not here today. She in New York? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but shout out to you. Shout out to P Nice, D Reckity.
D Reck in the building, showing love. You came through thicker than you came through than the last time.
And
I
we
seen
both
you.
Came through thicker, so that makes two of us. Let's stand up and show the chat our thighs.
Hey, D Reck, you got something to say?
Hey, go download my single. It's called How We Roll, man.
Let's show the chat our thighs. Bear
and G Funk, go get that. Yeah.
Let's show the chat our thighs.
That's it.
Who's thicker, me or DW, guys?
Oh, in the chat. We still live?
Yeah.
Oh, who thicker?
Who's thicker? DW, stand up. What? Stand up. Who's thicker? Who's thicker, me? Are we still live? I want to know
what's
going
on. Y'all
want to know
who's thicker?
Show the thighs. Show the thighs.
That's how we're coming.
Who's thicker, me or DW, chat? I really think I'm thicker than you.
I hope.
But your thighs are thicker than mine.
You're skinny, cuz.